Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer to Overflow with Thankfulness, written by Christine Brown, read by Rochelle Alberti. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in Him, rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you are taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Colossians 2:6-7, NIV. Thank you for this day. I open my prayer every morning with those five little words. But lately I've wondered if I truly mean what I say. Am I thankful for the day ahead, or am I stuck in a pattern of repeating words without thinking about their significance? As I think about those words, I recall a time in my career when the demands overwhelmed me. Even though I loved my work, I felt like I wanted to quit. It was hard to be thankful. I remember many times walking through the door after a long day at work and wanting to vent about the difficulties of my day. I didn't realize I was spending more time complaining than giving thanks. It's easy to get distracted by negativity, especially when we're balancing work, home, family, and everything else. Sometimes in life, it feels like the bad outweighs the good. We want to discuss our problems because it helps us feel better to get it all out. But that good feeling is only temporary. Unless we take our frustrations to God in prayer, they can linger in the atmosphere like a cloud affecting those around us. Colossians 2:6 reminds us of the importance of continuing to live our lives for Jesus. Verse 7 encourages us to stay rooted and built up in Him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. I have a friend who keeps a gratitude list in her journal. She's been adding to her list for years. Reading today's passage reminded me of my friend's routine. What a great example of overflowing with thankfulness. In our weakness, the struggles of daily life can take their toll on our hearts, but gratitude is a key to staying encouraged. Keeping a gratitude journal is a practical way to put God's word into action in our lives today. What other ways can we overflow with thankfulness when negativity threatens? I've resolved to start my mornings thinking about the meaning of those five short, but powerful words. As I begin praying, "Thank you for this day," I will mean what I say. No matter how we put it into practice, overflowing with thankfulness is always a good idea. Let's pray. Dear God, I am grateful for this day and all it brings. Forgive me for complaining and letting the struggles I face take my attention away from you and your goodness. Help me overflow with thankfulness. Father, help me to replace frustration with gratitude. Bring to my thoughts the many blessings in my life, both big and small. Help me keep my heart and mind focused on being thankful. As I begin listing all the things I am thankful for, I feel uplifted. Gratitude is a gift. When I remember to be thankful, you restore my joy and peace. The difficulties of this life have become a heavy weight, but thankfulness lifts that weight. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 reminds me to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I will begin today giving thanks in all circumstances, not only when things are going well or when it's convenient. Give me the wisdom and strength to remain thankful even in suffering. Gratitude will help me persevere through the pains of this world. I have so much to be thankful for today and every day. Your blessings are never ending. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What happens when a writer and former history teacher goes toe-to-toe with his best friend, a nationally touring stand-up comedian? Total carnage, that's what. Two men enter, and two men leave, because that's how it works.
Actually, you get hilarious, real, and insightful conversations about life, history, culture, faith, and everything in between.
Join me, comedian Johnny W., and my pal, author and speaker John Driver, for Talk About That at lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.